Tintor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Strange Tools, Art and Human Nature, by Alva Noy, narrated by Tom Perkins. By one of the ironic perversities that often attend the course of affairs, the existence of the works of art upon which formation of an aesthetic theory depends has become an obstruction to theory about them. John Dewey. Preface. Some years ago, I was talking with an artist. He asked me about the science of visual perception. I explained that vision scientists seek to understand how it is we see so much. The colorful and detailed world of objects spread out around us in space, when what we are given are tiny distorted upside-down images in the eyes. How do we see so much on the basis of so little? I was startled by the artist's reply. Nonsense, he scoffed. That's not the question we should ask. The important question is this. Why are we so blind? Why do we see so little when there is so much around us to see? This exchange took place when I was a graduate student. The artist's remark stayed with me. It brings out sharply the opposition between two different ways of thinking about visual experience. In one way, the scientist's way, seeing happens in the brain, thanks to the way the brain manages to make sense of information available on the retina. In the other way, the artist's way, seeing isn't something that happens automatically or for free. We are too liable not to see even what is there. Seeing is an achievement, our achievement, the achievement of making contact with what there is. We can't.